Hello dear listeners, welcome to your favorite community radio station Meghna 99.0 FM. I'm Sonia Finishita.
And I'm Sumaya Jahid. Today's special program is a joint production of Radio Meghna and Coast Foundation, supported by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, in line with its Decade of Family Farming Declarations. Additionally, we have AMARC, Asia Pacific and ComDev Asia as project partners.
Today, our topic of discussion is the importance of cooperative farming in agricultural development.
Cooperative farming, what exactly is it?
Great question, Sumaya. Cooperative farming is when farmers join forces for a common purpose. A group of farmers, through mutual consent, forms a cooperative to handle various tasks related to farming, such as agricultural mechanization, crop production, storage, transportation, and marketing. The cooperative system can significantly contribute to agricultural development, boosting morale and production when farmers work together.
Unity makes us stronger, gives us courage, and leads to success.
Absolutely. But while most professions have associations, farmers' consciousness about cooperatives is still low, especially among landless, marginal, and small-scale farmers who face capital shortages. Cooperative production and marketing systems can be a solution to this capital crisis.
Do Volas farmers know about cooperative farming?
Let's find out. We have interviewed farmers who have benefited from cooperative farming.
আমি আমানুল্লাহ উত্তমাদের গ্রামে থাকি। আমি কৃষিকাজ করি সাথে সাথে অন্যান্য ছোটখাটো ব্যবসা করি।
Hello, I am Amanullah and I am a farmer. For about 2 years, I have been part of the Adarsho Chashi Agrocare Cooperative Society. We as farmers team up through cooperative farming. This way, those who have less land or capital can also grow crops. Before joining this group, I faced many issues when selling my products alone, often not getting fair prices. However, things changed when we started marketing our products together. It led to better prices and more profits for all of us. Being part of cooperative farming has been beneficial. We learn about modern farming methods, new seeds and fertilizers, which have improved our yields. Additionally, we can take loans from 50,000 to 1 lakh depending on the season. When we plan well, repaying those loans isn't a problem. I farmed on a small piece of land, just about 80 decimal land. But after joining the cooperative, I have expanded to cultivating 2 acres. Currently, I grow rice, chili and cucumbers on this land. Through our cooperative's collection centers, we engage in group farming and sell our products together. This collaborative approach has resulted in higher profits when selling our products collectively.
Cooperative farming seems to be a beacon of hope for many farmers, especially those facing challenges in our own region like Bhola. But before we explore further, let's take a step back. What challenges do farmers generally face?
That's an excellent point, Sumaya. Let's hear from farmers who are not part of agricultural cooperatives. We want to understand their struggles and see how cooperative farming can potentially address those issues.
My name is Muhammad Najmul and I am a student. I am also involved with farming. Currently, I grow chilies and paddy. Farming alone has its challenges. I struggle to get fertilizers and seeds on time. Additionally, marketing my product faces a challenge. When issues like insect attacks in rice or plants, I am left unsure where to seek solutions. Prosper of our neighbors' farmers through cooperative farming and modern technologies has really inspired me greatly. Many have earned good profits by joining this cooperative farming. Witnessing their success motivated me to follow their track and join an agricultural cooperative.
These insights are crucial to understand the real-life challenges that cooperative farming aims to overcome.
Bhola's farmers formed cooperative societies to improve their quality of life and share farming experiences among villagers.
Let's hear about the achievements of specific cooperative agricultural societies.
ধন্যবাদ। আমি মোহাম্মদ সুলাইমান, সভাপতি আদর্শ চাষী এগ্রোকেয়ার কোঅপারেটিভ সোসাইটি।
Hello everyone, my name is Muhammad Sulaiman. I am the president of Adarsho Chashi Agrocare Cooperative Society. Our cooperative aims to transform the agricultural landscape by offering a platform that enhances both cultivation and marketing practices for farmers in our working areas. We have observed that working individually often doesn't yield fair profits due to market challenges. However, when united under a cooperative, farmers can gain access to better prices, resources, and also at the market level. By purchasing seeds and fertilizers collectively, we can secure wholesale rates, reducing overall costs for our members also. Additionally, when products are sent to Dhaka, we can merge the harvests of farmers, significantly cutting down on transportation expenses. At Adarsho Cooperative Society, we always prioritize training and mentoring farmers, particularly focusing on modern agricultural techniques. I'm proud to note that a majority of our successful adopters of modern agriculture techniques are the youth generation. It's very clear that the younger generation exhibits a stronger tendency towards accepting modern farming methods compared to older individuals. Through our cooperative, we can ensure that loans provided to the farmers are utilized effectively. We can evaluate the investment sector and then also provide agricultural loans to them. To those who haven't yet joined or in our cooperative farming, I urge you to consider the benefits of cooperative farming. Let's work together to use farmland and resources better so farming can be more successful and better for the environment.
It's great to know that cooperative farming has made a positive difference in the lives of these individuals and their communities.
Do you know, Sumaya, the National Cooperative Dairy Federation of India Limited began in 1984 and has grown to include 27 states and 1.63 million dairy farmers? And in Japan, Zenno, established in 1972, operates through 945 cooperative unions nationwide. Zenno engages in diverse activities such as rice production, fresh fruit and vegetable cultivation, livestock production, and ensuring safe and quality products for consumers. Zenno also has its own research and development center, emphasizing its commitment to innovation in agriculture.
Absolutely, Shita. Understanding global best practices is essential as we strive to enhance our local cooperative farming initiatives. Now, let's shift our focus to the role of women in cooperative agriculture. How are they participating and what challenges do they face?
My name is Bilkis Begum and I have been part of the Adarsho Chashi Agrocare Cooperative Society since 2012. I began by saving money with this cooperative farming. Later, I ventured into agriculture by securing a loan from them, which helped me acquire land for cultivation and purchase a cow. From that single cow, I have expanded my livestock to a total of 11 cows today. I generate an income of 1300 taka daily by selling the cow milk. As a woman, I find no difficulty in engaging in farming. I have noticed my neighbors, also women, engaging in poultry farming with ducks, chickens through a cooperative. I strongly believe that cooperative farming offers solutions to various agricultural challenges. They provide valuable insights into new seeds, fertilizers, and machinery, which have been instrumental in enhancing my farming practices. Looking ahead, I am keen on receiving training from the Agricultural Cooperative Society on vermicompost application and utilizing it in my agricultural attempts. I believe that learning about and employing this fertilizer could significantly benefit my farming practices.
It's inspiring to see women actively participating in cooperative farming, contributing not only to their households but also to their larger community.
Let's talk to an agricultural officer to discuss the government's role and plans, especially in light of this year's National Cooperative Day.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Krishi Vidrokunujjaman, Upazila Krishi Officer, Chor Fashion, Bhola.
Hello everyone, my name is Mohammad Rokunujjaman. I'm the agricultural officer here in Chor Fashion under the Bola district. Today I want to talk about how important it is for families to work together in farming. We all know that farming is an old but important practice. Right now the wages for farm workers are pretty high also, but when family members join in farming, it not only makes the work better but also saves money on labor. This helps the family become wealthier. In our country, farming is one of the main way for people to earn money. When all family members help with farming, it costs much less to produce crops. This makes it easier for families to manage their money. The Bangladesh government is doing a great job by setting up hundreds of family gardens in each area during the Mujib 100 years. This program makes it easy for people to farm without spending a lot of money. Cooperative farming is also really very important. When people work together, they share resources and everyone gets a share of the rewards. The cooperative department helps farmers by giving them different kinds of training. They learn about growing crops, seeds, fertilizers, and machines. By supporting each other, farming can gradually make more money, even leads to more economic sustainability. So if someone doesn't have much money at the beginning, they can benefit from cooperative farming. So, I want to encourage all the farmers in Chor Fashion to come together and do cooperative farming.
It's good to hear that the government supports cooperative farming, working towards the shared goal of developing agriculture together.
As we wrap up, let's emphasize the broader impact of cooperative farming on the nation's economy.
Absolutely, Sumaya. Cooperative farming is not just about individual success stories. It's about lifting the entire community and, in turn, contributing to the country's economic growth.
This has been an enlightening journey into the world of cooperative farming. We thank our listeners for joining us on this special program, a joint production of Radio Meghna and Coast Foundation, supported by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, in line with its Decade of Family Farming declarations. And we have AMARC Asia Pacific and Comdev Asia as project partners.
Thank you, listeners, for staying with us. Until next time, stay tuned to Radio Meghna 99.0 FM. Goodbye and take care.